Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Chalad of Lamed Dalet, and we are starting about two lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah of Imlav Maisi Chal Al Kol. And a villain source stuff is about halfway through Chafon Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us a scenario where we had Sa'ar from a dough that did not have Chal separated yet that fell into a dough that already had Chal separated. And there are two different suggestions what could be done. If he had a different dough that didn't have Chal separated yet, he could take from there just for the Sa'ar that fell in. If he didn't have that, so then he has to take off challah from this dough for everything here. Even though the only part of the dough is chayav and challah is the sa'ar that fell in, it's just a little piece, nonetheless, he would have to separate enough challah for everything here. Now, the Gemara quotes a braisa and tells us, vim lav, if not, if he doesn't want to take off all the challah, let's say, he has another suggestion, maybe arba ruvayin u'mashech. He could bring a dough that's four quarters of a kav and put it right next to it. This word mashech is like the word neshicha, and that's what we're doing over here. Again, right in front of us, we have a dough that already had challah separated, but inside somewhere here is a quarter of a kav sized piece of sa'ar that did not yet have challah separated. All he does is bring another dough, which is four quarters of a kav, which means it's a full kav, and he's noishech it. He connects her, puts it right next to his dough, which is the mixture, and now we have four quarters of a kav over here, and then another quarter of a kav of sa'ar floating around. That's neshicha, that's like biting, as we've had before. Now we can take a challah from this new dough that he just brought for the sa'ar that's mixed in. Elam Dalam is on top of the Gemara, tells us, Rabbi Yonah says, B'shem Rabzaira, Zoysa Meres, this teaches us the roiva sa'ar shenitmal m'kaimai, toival arbas ruvayin b'makam acher. One roiva, one quarter of a kav of sa'ar, that already became tevel somewhere else, is able to make four quarters of a kav tevel in a different place. That's what we have over here. We have our sa'ar that was ready nitbal, if you will, it's ready chayv and chala, and it's mixed into our dough in front of us, and now we're bringing another dough that's four quarters of a kav, it's not chayv and chala, and we're connecting it to the sa'ar by way of neshicha, and we're saying that now we have shir chala over here. Four quarters, and another quarter of a kav is five quarters of a kav, and the only way we have this shear is because of the sa'ar, which was already chayv in challah. As we see, the sa'ar is able to be mechayv something else in challah, even though it already had the status of being chayv in challah previously. And another thing we learn from here is Hada Amr, this also tells us, sha'anashach toira, that this holding of neshicha, connecting a dough, which is not chayv in challah, to another dough, which is not chayv in challah, by way of neshicha, that the two of them together are chayv in challah, this four quarters of a kav dough, and this one quarter of a kav sa'ar, together, being neshich, that's being mechayv in challah mid-da'iraisa. Because if it wasn't midaraisa, how could he take challah off for the sa'ar? The sa'ar is definitely chayv midaraisa, and so it has to be that the new dough is also chayv midaraisa. Now, Amar Avimi of Imi says, Espalgan Rabbi Yechon Shem and Lakish, Rabbi Yechon and Rishalkish argue, Rabbi Yechon Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Hanashach Toira, this din of Neshicha is midaraisa. Whereas Rabbi Shem and Lakish Amar, he tells us, Ain't Hanashach Toira, this din of Neshicha is not midaraisa, it's midrabanon. Now, Rabbi Barba, Machlav Shmuasa, Rabbi Barba, he had heard these shitas flipped around that it was Rishalkish that held that's midaraisa, and Rabbi Yechon held it's midrabanon. So Bon Kum Rabbi Yasi, the answer from Rabbi Yasi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Ma Shamas Min Rabbi Yechanan, what did you hear from Rabbi Yechanan? Did you hear Rabbi Yechanan saying it's midaraisa or midrabanon? So Amr Lain, he told them, Anolay Shamas Klum, I didn't hear anything about this specifically from him. El Nefarsh Milayin Drabanon Min Milayin, I'm going to explain something from Drabanon from something else of theirs. The Tamantanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, Hamachnes Chalois Amunas La Hafresh, a kind of put challah into the oven, intending that they remain separate. He received a whole bunch of little challah balls from other people who had separated challah, and they gave it to the Kayin, and he wanted to bake them all separately in the oven. But what happened? They somehow got mushed together, unashachai, and they bit each other, as we've explained. Beishamai says, Chibur betvil yoim. This is considered a chibur for tvil yoim. These doughs are all considered connected now, and therefore, if it's tvil yoim, somebody went to the mikveh that day, but he still could passel trum if he touches it. Touch one part of this dough, all of them are now tameh, because they're considered connected. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Ein chibur. In regards to tvil yoim touching one of these and being metameh all of them, it's not considered a chibur, they're not considered connected, but it is considered a chibur for other types of tumas. Now, Rosh Hashanah Shalakish says, "V'mad teninon ein a chibur." From that which Beis Hillel said, it's not considered a chibur for tvil yoim. Hada Amr that tells us, "She'ein chayavin all of mishum tamei." The one is not going to be chayav for it because of tamei. Take out the words "eichel tar" from the girsa. We don't read them. Meaning, even if a different type of tuma touches his dough, it's not considered a chibur midda'iraisa to be metamei it only midrabanan. Because if it was a tuma da'iraisa, so we should say it's a chibur for tvil yoim. And since Beis Hillel is saying it's not a chibur for tvil yoim, it's not a chibur for other things at least midda'iraisa. However, Rechon told him, Shani b'tvul yom. Tvul yom is different. Laman hamar alpha on top, dechsev bay, it says about tvul yom specifically, tahar v'tame, tar l'chulin b'yad yom, ul'trum v'shetachshach. Somebody goes to the mikvah, he's a tvul yom. He's tar in regards for eating chulin while it's still daytime, but he's only tame in regards to eating or touching chuma only once it gets dark. In other words, Rechon is saying that really it's chibur to be metame midai raisa. It's just a tvul yom is different because regarding chulin he's tar, and only regarding chuma. Tumim when he's Tamei. And so we see from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that we can say the same regarding Chala. The Pasling through Neshicha is Midaraisa as well, because remember, Chala is like Truma. And that's what the Gemara tells us. Have Rabbi Yochanan do Omar. It must be it's Rabbi Yochanan that says, Davar She'ena Chibur Betul Yaim Tairahu. Then his din of Chibur Betul Yaim is Midaraisa. Do Omar HaNashach Taira. He holds his din of Nashach as Midaraisa. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish do Omar. Rish Lakish who says, Eina Taira. This is not a Chibur Midaraisa. Do who Omar he says, Eina Nashach Taira. The din of Nashach by Chala is not Midaraisa. As the Gemara hold on a second of Tanina, and we learned at the beginning of today's Gemara, Ve'im Lav, Mevi Arbaz Ruvayin Umashech, that a person could bring 4 quarters of a kav of dough, attach it to this dough that has a kav of Sa'ar mixed inside, and the 4 quarters and the 1 quarter are Nashach together, and that creates a Chibur Chala Midaraisa. Sakhar Rish Lakish say, it's not a Din Daraisa. So Amar Rav Hashaya, Rav Hashaya answers, Tifter Shabam Me'isis HaNashach. We can explain that this is referring to a case where the Sa'ar itself that we're trying to take off Chala for, it wasn't Chai Midaraisa, it itself was only Chai Vin Chala Midrabanan in the first place. So this whole din is midrabanan. Basically, according to Rish Lakish, we're talking about sa'ar, which is chayv and chala midrabanan. They got mixed into a dough. So we can take another dough, which is 4 quarters of a kav, connect it to this one, and now we have a chayv and chala midrabanan, and that takes care of the sa'ar. And we're not talking about a din daraisa. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.